Project Bluebeam is an alleged program to bring about a New World Order Antichrist through a false alien invasion. A journalist named Serge Manast wrote about this in 1994, woke up dead just 2 years later. The plan he described used NASA to help create a Luciferian world of an alien evolution. Based upon findings, we'll get in 2025. And then if you look at Arthur C. Clarke's Space Odyssey book series and claims by Wernher von Braun's deathbed statements about manipulating the masses, it all fits nicely into this Project Bluebeam plan, which we've been psychologically prepared for through entertainment. There's also theosophical considerations with the Maitreya, as well as traditionalism, plans to incorporate a fascist plan for humanity, and the technological advancements like Elon Musk's Neuralink. Is this the great work of the Illuminati, and is it a fear-based reaction to beings from other dimensions being used to control us through fear? I'll break it all down on today's episode, originally published in 2020 to supporter feeds. Join me on Occult Symbolism and Pop Culture. Now, I know you're listening and you're probably thinking, oh, I'm really confused. What's going on here, Isaac? Well, here's what happened. What had happened was, back in August of 2020, I was almost to the point of publishing my first alien book, Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 1. Now, obviously, that book is already published. So when you hear me talk about it on this recording, just ignore it. It's already out there. Go buy it. Amazon, Audible, and signed paperbacks. gumroad.com/IsaacW. Links are always in the show notes. You can get part one and part two. It's a two-parter, all right? But anyway, you're probably thinking, well, Isaac, you've never done this before, playing almost a five-year-old show. Well, yeah, because I am always on the cutting edge, and I was ahead of my time with this one. Because this subject is obviously coming up with all the New Jersey drones and lots of changes in our world that are happening today. And I put this show together back in 2020. And unfortunately, some of these things have been coming more true. So I thought, this is great. So I had teased it to all my social media feeds and everything. And I said, hey, don't forget I did this show back in 2020. And there was a lot of confusion. Some people said, hey, I don't see it on my feed. I'm a Patreon supporter. Where is it? And stuff like that, right? So after fielding a lot of questions, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to kind of put a new intro on it explaining this, which is what you're listening to now. And then I'm going to drop the full episode on the free feed, which I've never done before. I make all these bonus shows every month. Supporter feeds get a bonus show. Hundreds of them over the years. I've never made one free to the public, to the free feed losers. And now it's your day. Now it's your day to be a free feed winner. I joke. But we're going to listen to it, and you're going to hear a lot of things. And look, I haven't listened to this in 5 years either. You're going to hear a lot of things. You're going to say, oh my God, this is happening today. What are we talking about here? Remember, I recorded this close to 4.5 years ago, all right? You're going to hear me talk about Use Your Illusion 1, the book that I'm dropping in September. Ignore that. It's already out. Just go get it. It's a great book. Look at the reviews if you don't believe me. Stellar reviews. This is the book that I talked about on Coast to Coast AM, all right? The big dogs. That's big dog status, okay? That's when Isaac hit that A-list celebrity type conspiracy tinfoil hat status. And I humbly joke, of course. But yeah, shout out to Richard Sirrett for letting me get on there. I've been on there twice. But the first time I talked about my books, the Use Your Illusion books part one and two. So today we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about all of this Project Bluebeam, and you're going to hear things and you're going to maybe start piecing some ideas together. Now, am I right? I don't know. My goal of this presentation was to explain the origins of the theory and some of the ideas of where it could go. I mean, you could put this in many different ways, and I'm going to spend a lot of time in this next year trying to unpack the debate of aliens, UFOs, UAPs, and what's going on in reality in the world, because there's a variety of perspectives to consider that are all valid in some ways, right? Some people think that these are entities that are here to be benevolent. They're angels. Some people think these are fallen demons, the Watchers, the Nephilim, whatever, right? And all of them have a good basis upon which to build that response. I don't know. If you forced me to have an opinion today, I would say this is more of an explanation of the paranormal of angels and demons. It could be either one. And the problem with that is the discernment of knowing which one. Because, as you know, I got my start ghost hunting. That's what kind of my what got me into a lot of this paranormal territory was ghost hunting back in 1998. So anyway, I'm going to play this whole show. And what another quick housekeeping plug. There's been a lot of confusion because I'm a jackass. And Patreon unlocked a feature where I can offer discount coupon codes to get people to sign up to check it out. Okay? Patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher is my Patreon. You already know the drill. Hundreds of bonus episodes, early access, ad-free experience, free books, you name it, right? It's the best thing ever. And I want people to try it because I'm so convinced that when you try it, you're going to say, oh, I should have been doing this the whole time. Those ads are so annoying or whatever. So you can get 80% off a monthly tier one or tier two. There's no annual option. It's just the monthly. So basically 1 month, you can try tier one or tier two for 80% off. So that's $1 for tier one, $2 for tier two, which gives you the video version of the show. Some people prefer that. I don't know. It's up to you. Me personally, I just listen to audio like while I'm doing stuff. But if you like the video version, it's $2. You get the ad-free video link on an unlisted Rumble link. Use promo code Diddy, D-I-D-D-Y, all caps. Go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. And this also, this only applies to current non-members. So if you're already on the Patreon team, you're already paying a monthly subscription or an annual, I'm sorry, there's no option I can give you to like get you a discount. Like that's just not the way the system's set up. So I apologize. I thank you for your support. But if you're on the free Patreon, like maybe you sign up for the free version or you've never checked it out before, go to patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Promo code Diddy, D-I-D-D-Y, all caps. You'll kind of see it when you go through the setup process. You got to set up your login, and then it'll take you to the billing screen. And then on the right, you'll see discount code. You just open that up, type in Diddy, all caps. Okay? All right. There you go. That's enough grifting. Enjoy this show. And this is really important, so let's start thinking about it.
Morrises are experts in non-lethal weapons technology. They are consultants to the Defense Department, CIA, NSA, and world-renowned think tanks.
The technology necessary to project three-dimensional images to a point in space requires no new breakthroughs in science. We have the technology now.
Overall, the non-lethal weapons development program is aimed at giving our military options between talking and shooting.
A specific system development we really can't talk about.
But the Morrises did talk in general about secret military experiments with lifelike 3D projections in the sky called holograms.
Holograms on a battlefield would be to divert the attention of the enemy to deliver propaganda or something very frightening to make the enemy run away if you think that he will believe that what you are sending is really an angel, a devil.
All right, Patreon buddies, Patreon friends. Today we're going to cover a chapter in the book, The Alien Book, Use Your Illusion 1, coming soon. You're going to get an upfront, up close sneak peek, because I did a whole chapter on Project Bluebeam. If you don't know what that is, stay tuned, because you will by the end of this show. In fact, I had doubts about Project Bluebeam's authenticity or accuracy. I thought maybe it was the fake news, as they say. And maybe it is, right? Could be. This is just a theory by a guy. Died 20 years ago. Looked like a Russian mountain man or something. I don't know the guy, but we're going to talk about what he claimed and the possibility that it was the truth, because it very well could have been. This is, of course, truer than I intended originally when I first looked at this thing. So we're going to go through this chapter in the book and we're going to talk about it now. A little bit of the housekeeping beforehand. I don't know if you heard this yet, but if you're on the Patreon team and you want your name in the back of the book and the special thanks of Use Your Illusion 1, you have to do the poll. I got like a little post on the Patreon, you know, patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. You sign that poll. You have to tell me, yes, you authorize me to put your name in the book. I will put your first name,
first initial of your last name, or if you've got a weirdo gamer tag, you got the whole weirdo gamer tag in there. And if you're one of those folks who wants your first and last name aired out, or some derivation of the name that I can see from my dashboard on Patreon, you have to leave it in the comments or shoot me a message through the Patreon system. Legally, I need your permission. So, and that's why I'm over the top telling you everywhere all the time, because I want you to be a part of this, part of the book, a part of history. User Illusion 1. But you got to do this before September 8th. September 8th, that morning, I will be exporting the names, and it's a done deal. No delays. I don't screw around. I'm going to publish that thing ASAP. It's going to take some work. I got to figure out some formatting, but like, don't be coming in on September 9th or even September 8th at noon. Oh, Isaac, wait a minute. I want my name to be changed. I want you to put Pee Wee Herman in there instead. No, I can't do it. Those are the rules. You know the rules, and so do I. I hate to be that way, but it's the way it's got to be. So do that. I'm going to put a link in the show notes for the big thing. Anyway, let's get into Patreon bonus time here, because this is a Patreon bonus episode, right? I promise you one. I want to give you two this month, in the month of August. We cleared 1,000 supporters, and I don't know what I got to schedule up. What we're going to do is we're going to do a live stream show, I think. Don't hold me to this yet. We're going to do a live stream show, a couple hours. I got to find a couple hours that I can just sit here and rap with everyone on the team here. You know, we got 1,100 people on here. I'm going to do it on YouTube. You can get on the chat. We can talk. I'm going to go through all my personal dumb beliefs. I'm going to answer all the questions that you've been dropping on the comment section for that particular post. Again, if you log in and check out the Patreon post for the personal belief show, you can ask me whatever you want. They're already asking for my name. You ain't getting my name. I perused the comments. I've already perused, casually, just kind of thumbed through it real quick to see if people were writing stuff, and they were. So I'm going to address the comments. Most of them are going to be for, you know, reaction type style. I don't have time to make a homework list out of that, but I did see someone ask me my name. I'm very sorry. I wish I could let you in, but I can't, because there's always that one Mark David Chapman out there. There's always one of them. So yeah, sorry. I can't do that. I want to let you in. I bet 99.9% of you are the coolest people I've ever met. Now let's talk about Project Bluebeam. This is the invasion, the alien invasion you've heard so much about. Every theorist cites the Project Bluebeam. I've cited it without fully understanding it. So I went back to the source to understand what this was. First, let's define it. What is Project Bluebeam? Well, it's this alleged project seeking to bring a new age antichrist through a false alien invasion. It's going to happen in 2020, maybe. You know, it's been heating up, all the UFO disclosure stuff, if you're paying attention. It's been heating up over the years, and now they're saying, well, we're going to start releasing more information to the public. The disclosure's coming. The question is, what is the disclosure and what is the purpose? Is it true? Now, the origins of the Project Bluebeam goes back to 1994. A guy named Serge Monast, French fellow, I think, he wrote an article on it. It showed up in Dot Connector magazine in 2009. I bought a book that had the article in there. Now, Serge Monast, this guy was a journalist and conspiracy theorist, died just a couple years after writing this article in 1996. He was 51 years old, died of a heart attack after publishing this expose, which the article, or the book that I read, it claims that another Project Bluebeam researcher weeks later also died. So two of these Project Bluebeam researchers died within weeks of each other. Both had no history of heart disease, as the story goes. A guy named Ken Adachi claimed that some commandos abducted Serge's daughter and she never returned. That's what they say. Is it true? I don't know. I'll tell you, if it was Arnold Schwarzenegger and Alyssa Milano, it wouldn't have happened. He would have stopped that. You've seen that. He'd be getting them Rambo army guns on that ass. You're not stealing Alyssa Milano because he's the boss. You know what I'm saying? Now, Project Bluebeam, the theory goes that from Serge Manasse, of course. So we're going off of one source, and I always thought that to be kind of flaky, so I never rested my hat on it. But then I read all this stuff, and now I'm like, maybe, man. Maybe this is the thing. Project Bluebeam is run by NASA. It's a New World Order design. It's the New Age ecumenical religion, which you know what that means. They're diluting religion because everyone is now spiritual. The new God is the Luciferian Enlightenment, the Prometheus that gave the fire to man from the gods, the serpent in the garden that opened the eyes of Adam and Eve and taught them how to be gods. That's the new God, and they have to find a way to instill this Antichrist. Now, what happened since the 90s, since 1994, that we could say we are headed down this path? Well, look at NASA. They told you they'd be finding the extraterrestrial lifestyle before 2025. Extraterrestrial lifestyles. The ET life, they will find it by 2025. Now they've got the Europa Clipper mission, which is going out there to Europa because the Hubble telescope found some water vapors out there. And this is the same story if you read 2061 A Space Odyssey, the third sequel to the Arthur C. Clarke 2001 A Space Odyssey novel. It's about alien evolution, alien enlightenment through the monolith, because there's a whole gang of monoliths out there in space. Out there in the moons of Saturn and Jupiter and all that stuff. Out there are the moons, the Europa moons. And they create a second sun in 2061. The alien evolution happens because the creation of a second sun that's better than the original sun. Brighter than the original sun. Look at all that allegory there. My goodness. Look at the occult religion. They think the sun is the symbolic representation of Lucifer, the solar god, and that Christianity hijacked it, and the Son of God, S-U-N, is a perversion of their mystery teachings. So they're going to come around and create a second Son, S-U-N, analogous to a S-O-N, greater Son than the one we know, than Christ. And oh, by the way, guess what that Son is named? In the story 2061, A Space Odyssey, it's named Lucifer. Okay? You think they're playing games and they're not. They're telling you right to your face. Now, the occult religion. We're going to go through the four steps here. I'm just setting up for the four steps. The cult religion is what this is all about. Serge Manasse says the New World Order needs the universal religion of the New Age. That's what they want. They want the New Age, the new time, and everyone, and this is not the pattern. Everyone must be the same. Diversity, bad. Robots, good. That's what they want. They want everyone to be on the same exact grounds, which, you know, this could spin off into socialism arguments and stuff. Could. But the occult and the New World Order types, they've always had this sort of spiritual component to their pursuits. Jack Parsons said he was the Antichrist. Soyokovsky, the first ancient alien guy, who you'll read about in Use Your Illusion 1, when you get it, because you're going to get it. I know you will. I know you love it. I know it's going to be great. I hope it's great. I'm certainly hyping this thing up, aren't I? Oh, boy. I'm setting my expectations real high on this thing. So, we'll see. Maybe you'll hate it. I don't know. It's my best stab at it, okay? This is a subject that's very woo-woo out there, and there's no definitive proof of anything, and, you know, it's not my cup of tea to go into realms that I can't prove and point to this or that. So I did my best, pointing to other theorists and other ideas to support the topic, and you'll see. You'll read it. Now, Wernher von Braun, that old Nazi that we brought over to America in Operation Paperclip, He told Dr. Carol Rosen, a coworker of him at Fairchild Industries for many, many years. He was on his deathbed. He said, and this is from her mouth. She said this. It's on a video. You can find it on YouTube. I believe it was on Stephen Greer's, what was it, Undisclosed or Disclosure or something like that. You know what I'm saying. He told Dr. Carol Rosen that they would manipulate the masses with fake alien threats. He said the world was going to experience a series of boogeymen. The Soviets, I mean, this is like, you know, back in the, what was it, 70s or whatever, 80s. The Soviets, the terrorists, nations of concern, asteroids, then the final card, aliens. And I don't know if you saw, but they say there's an asteroid that might hit Earth the day before the election. Has a 1% chance. 1% chance is not good odds in 2020, my friends. Better take the prayers, the training, and the vitamins like the Hawkster told you to do. Another curiosity, the U.S. Space Force created. And guess when that was created? And you'll notice that's a big sticking point on the Above Majestic documentary, which I'll probably do a show on that too. I just finished it up. They seem to think this is the big disclosure moment. They're going to bring down the alien pedophiles and all that stuff. And maybe. Maybe they're right. But guess when the U.S. Space Force was created? It was created on December 20th, 2019. A very important date when looking at the occult and the Christian faith and the pagan secret mystery schools that believe the Christians stole all the pagan stuff. It's the shortest day of the year, and it's when they say that the sun dies for 3 days before being resurrected. Because it kind of like, and don't get me into like the astrology stuff, it's not my strong suit, but the sun sort of goes down through the lines of latitude or what have you, and pauses for 3 days and then starts coming back. And then you start moving towards a longer day and, you know, all that. So they chose that specific day to create the U.S. Space Force. And oh, by the way, the motto of the Space Force is always above. Always above. Which is definitely referring to as above, so below, the Hermetic axiom, because as above means the cosmos out there in the macro. The micro and the macro connected in. And that's what the alien thing is all about. So the first step, Project Bluebeam, is about engineered earthquakes and hoaxed discoveries. Surge claims that they want to break down all archaeological knowledge by creating earthquakes that will usher in new discoveries. And is that not kind of what seeds are being planted by the Ancient Alien shows given to you by Prometheus Entertainment, of course? And it supports all the occult theories laid out by Soikovsky and Eric von Daniken. Because, you know, von Daniken took a lot of his ideas in the Odyssey of the Gods books, or Chariot of the Gods. I think Odyssey of the Gods was the Greek one. But the Morning of the Magicians book was the occult foundation for Eric von Daniken's books. He didn't come up with that. Okay. My calendar going off, reminding me to tell you I love you all. Okay, now these are psychological preparations. All of these things we're witnessing in entertainment. There's the concept of the predictive programming, the Twilight language, if you will, from 2001 A Space Odyssey, Star Trek, Independence Day, it's all there. All planting these seeds. And you would say, well, Isaac, how comes like I watch Close Encounters of the Third Kind, it looks like aliens are the good guys. Then I watch Independence Day and it's like they're the bad guys. And as you'll read in the book, spoiler alert, it doesn't matter. So long as you believe, so long as you're focusing an energy on manifesting these things, they can use it. The magicians can only do so much. They need your focus and your will. I gotta get a new desk. My desk is getting creaky over here for me. Jostling around, screaming at you through the microphone. Now, the predictive programming, you look to Carl Jung, Sigmund Freud, old Eddie Bernays. They all talked about this. They all worked their magic, so to speak, on influencing you influencing the masses to do things that the elite wanted them to do through symbolism, archetypes, messaging subliminally to bury beliefs into the subconscious. Old Francis Bacon always said it's better to entertain someone than to lecture at them. Because he knows you can bypass the critical thinking skills and sort of plant the idea in there. And we get into the ideas of cognitive models with Jeffrey Zaks. If you listen to my interview with Dr. Pasulka, which was fantastic, you heard a little bit about that. Now, the 2001 A Space Odyssey book, the novel, the reprint, the new millennium edition there, has a list of actual technology that came after the film, like iPads, video phones, and such, suggesting that we manifested that through science fiction and entertainment, which is the whole name of the game. That's how all of these occultists and space geeks find common ground. And that's kind of my big shtick in the book, is like, entertainment influences us and creates realities. They know this. This is what they're doing it for. And oh, by the way, I hope they're not demons. And oh, by the way, I hope we're not feeding them babies for adrenochrome in the future. That's the gist of the book. Now, the second step of Project Bluebeam is the big space show in the sky. And he claims NASA is going to use holograms and project sounds all over the Earth to produce images of God to each culture. And the God of each culture will tell them, hey, you guys got it all wrong. We're all the same. All the gods are the same. We're all one consciousness. And this is the ecumenicism that Father Seraphim Rose warned about in the 60s with his book Orthodoxy and the Religion of the Future, which he said this is the chief heresy of the 20th century, the religion of the Antichrist. Because the idea is you embrace all the religions and it dilutes the one true religion, which of course he's biased. He says Orthodoxy is the true religion, as am I biased into believing that also. The only Christian faith to remain unchanged since the establishment. The pop culture, they've got us hunting ghosts and channeling aliens, but the idea that we never hear about on TV is the idea of prelest, which is what Father Rose talks about, meaning there's no way for a mortal human being, especially today's human beings, right? Like, with no, you know, maybe a monk could do it, but normal folks, there's no way to discern between angels and demons and aliens and all this stuff. You're making contact with things you don't really know what you're messing with. Now, Serge Manast also says that this phase will induce suicidal thoughts for those that aren't willing to comply with the New World Order. There's a couple ideas he presents of how they're going to kill off the combatants. One is the suicidal thoughts. One is making Christians believe it's a rapture so they all die. Another one is the conversion to electronic cash, a cashless society. We'll get to that, though. Ufologist John Keel said there is a parallel to be had between UFOs and self-harm that would agree with the suicidal thoughts Serge Manast talks about. And I will read to you from John Keel. Quote, dabbling with UFOs can be as dangerous as dabbling with black magic. The phenomenon preys upon the neurotic, the gullible, and the immature. Paranoid schizophrenia, demonomania, and even suicide can result and has resulted in a number of cases. Of course, Aleister Crowley warned about this when he talked about approaching the abyss, which is, you know, perhaps what the Black Brotherhood would do, trying to annihilate oneself to the demons. Jacques Vallée, Carl Jung, they all agreed to a psychological component to these UFOs. So there is some kind of mental connection to be had with these things. And also in the 2000s, we saw the rise of emo rock and emo rap. I mean, look at all the rappers. XXXTentacion, Lil Peep, Juice WRLD, all emo rappers, all dead. Now, Serge Manast, he says that the fake alien invasion will have holograms projected 60 miles above the Earth, very specific. And all of this is to support the New Age Antichrist, and he calls it the Maitreya, which is accurate. We'll get into Maitreya here in a bit. Now, how could the fake alien invasion be projected? Well, look at old Elon Musk there. When he's not having threesomes with Amber Heard and who else was he messing around with? That other model chick that was in Suicide Squad. The lady who was the witch, the enchantress, or whatever her name was. Cara Delevingne. I knew it would come to me. Had to keep stalling. And I don't know if you saw Suicide Squad, but she was a witch, and she was in the bathtub. She was doing the goddess thing, if you saw that. Elon Musk, when he's not having a great time, living his best life, he's launched 12,000 satellites that he calls the Starlink. And this will provide internet to everyone across the whole globe. Wow, what a fella. What a guy. 12,000 satellites in constellation. That's a lot. Don't you think? How will they get their fake shuttle to the fake moon with all those satellites flying around without hitting one of those and exploding? Then we also have the 5G Internet of Things. You've heard my tirades on the on the 5G Internet of Things. Everything is basically going to be plugged into the internet. That's what they want. They want all your devices, every piece of everything, plugged into the internet. Oh, you need the new smart fridge so it can order the thing from the Amazon and you won't have to do anything. You know, they're trying to make us stupid. This is like trying to make us fat and happy. Like we're the cattle here, right? Then you got the Phoenix Lights. You know, that's the most documented case of UFOs in history. Could it be that those were just drone formations? Maybe, right? We've seen drone formations on the Super Bowl. Maybe that was like an early, that was like a 90s DARPA drone project they were rolling out to see if people fell for it. Maybe. Then, of course, you got holograms like Michael Jackson and Tupac Shaker. Looking real, real. And, you know, they always say the technology is like 20 years ahead of what we see. What the public sees, they're way ahead of us. Now, the Maitreya. We're going to try to be brief because this takes us down a big old nasty rabbit hole. You don't want to fall down that nasty hole. The Maitreya, so Blavatsky, right? She came up with Theosophy and says that this is the final world teacher, the master of the ancient wisdom, coming to enlighten all of mankind and bring in the new age. And the Secret Doctrine talks about the final age, the Kali Yuga. And in the book, I'll read you right from the book, right from Blavatsky's dirty mouth. Quote, kings of churlish, and she's talking about the final age, right? The Kali Yuga. Quote, kings of churlish spirit, which means like a dickhead, right? Violent temper and ever addicted to falsehood and wickedness. They will inflict death upon women, children, and cows. They will seize upon the property of their subjects and be intent upon the wives of others. They will be of unlimited power. Their lives will be short. Their desires insatiable. I don't know. I mean, look, you guys know I love you, right? And I know I'm going to piss half of you off with this kind of thing, but I'm here for the truth, not for friends. Okay. Kings of, you're talking about like childish tempers, violent tempers, addicted to lies, addicted to falsehood, seizing upon people's property, intenting upon the wives of others, other people's wives. My goodness, who could that be? Insatiable desires for power. Never wanting to leave the, position of power. Saying that things are rigged and no, I can never move on. I'm just saying, okay? Maybe. And look, and for me, the jury's out on, you know who I'm talking about. For me, the jury's out. Like, I used to be a never kind of guy, and now I'm kind of like, well, maybe, but I really don't think so. I'm currently in the never, don't really think so crowd. I could be wrong. Sure. I've been wrong before. I don't think I am. But anyways, so Professor Teitelbaum, I interviewed him for a book he wrote called War for Eternity. And you'll recall he hung out with Steve Bannon, who was President Trump's campaign manager. Back when President Trump was running as the candidate of chaos, they told you right to your face. And Steve Bannon was what they call a traditionalist. This was a philosophy espoused by René Guénon, who was hanging out with Crowley. He said Crowley faked his death to be Hitler's occult advisor, by the way. And Guénon says that the Kali Yuga, the final age, is the upending of all value systems. We will distrust all official sources. All things must be inverted. What you think is good is bad. Progress is regression. Justice is oppression. Credentials should actually disqualify a person. It's an alchemical process. You burn it all down and rebuild it. That's what they want. Could it be that Bannon, who believes in this philosophy, believes that we need to go back to this, you know, elite dictatorship, authoritarian type governments, who said, look, I'm going to put this chaos candidate in here and he's going to run through like the Tasmanian devil and everything's going to be upended. No one's going to know what to believe anymore. And this is the final age of man, which ushers in the Maitreya, the Antichrist. Now, and if you look at the Maitreya, you get into the Stone of Destiny talk, which is the idea that basically Lucifer had a crown, and from the crown came a green emerald that fell to the earth. But all this came from the from Sirius, okay? Which is the Masonic blazing star, source of Crowley's Thelemic current, the sun behind the sun. It's the occult source of enlightenment. That's the consensus here. And Alan Greenfield, who's a player in this contact with the UFO stuff, he says it's the source of the true gods that once visited Earth and gave us the hidden cipher for contact, and this hidden cipher has remained alive in the ancient mystery schools. I don't know about you, but that sounds like ancient alien stuff to me. Now, the stone, it's supposed to unite the Western and Eastern mysticism, and it's the final achievement of the great work. It perfects man. Because, again, there's a spiritual component to all this. They are saying, we need to perfect man. To do that, we have to burn down everything we know of, all the fundamental systems, your governments, your religions, everything that you thought should exist should no longer be. And once there's this void, they can fill the void with Luciferian nonsense. Because to them, the apocalypse is a means to the end. Yes. A means to the end. They want to bring Lucifer's religion to the masses. So they're going to project gods like Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Krishna, all over the world. And all these fake projections of God are going to tell all the people, hey, we're all the same, by the way. Maybe we should stop all these wars and all this hatred, all this division created by the religious zealots. And we all just worship one God, Lucifer, the Maitreya. And this event is supposed to happen during a time of worldwide political anarchy and tumult, worldwide catastrophes. Now, don't you think that could be what's happening now? We do have a worldwide pandemic, whether you want to believe it's a pandemic or not. We do have political unrest and anarchy, which, you know, we kind of always do, right? It's not like we're ever holding hands, really, out here. At least that's what the mainstream media wants you to think. Now, step three. You put a hole in the box. No, sorry. Wrong notes. Step three. It's called artificial thought and communication. And they want telepathic communications of humans through low-frequency waves. And again, this is to make people believe that God is talking directly to them. Now, I know this is kind of weird, so I'm going to read you from Serge Manasse writing. He says, such rays from satellites are fed from memories, and he's talking about the rays from the satellite going into your brain, okay? Sounds wild, right? Such rays from satellites are fed from memories of computers that have stored massive data about every human on Earth and their languages. He wrote this in the 90s, okay? In the 90s he wrote this. And I don't know how old you are. I'm old enough to remember. And that's pretty prophetic. I didn't even have an email address in the 90s. So, take that for what it's worth. Now, data mining is the thing, right? Data mining in the last 20 years supports all of this idea of step three. And then 9/11, of course, being the the moment of impact, right? You saw that Neo from the Matrix, his license said 9/11/01, and that's when it expired because that was the new age. They were ushering in the new age, the awakening. The red pill was swallowed on 9/11. And some examples of data mining, of course, you already know this stuff, but like the NSA Prism stuff that Snowden was leaking, talking about, Bumblehive storing all that data out in Utah, the fusion centers to cross-reference all this data to human beings, to people in America. They're spying on Americans. That's what they're doing. Violating your Fourth Amendment. Reasonable search and seizure. And it's, of course, all in the name of protecting you. They've got APIs on your devices. Your phone's talking to your TV, telling you what you should watch and what you should buy and what you should do. Instagram's listening to you, showing you ads. This is exactly what Serge Manasse talked about. You don't think they could coordinate and triangulate devices to fool you, do you? Do you? Now, I feel like I'm your dad yelling at you here. When are you going to wake up? Serge Manasse says they've been researching the brain and they've been viewing it as a programmable computer because, again, you are just a cow. You're just a cattle. You're the slave here to serve. And John C. Lilly, he wrote a paper called Programming the Human Biocomputer, which is, you know, and that's what MK Ultra was all about. Elon Musk, he's nerding up a thing called Neuralink, a brain-machine interface. Because all these technopaths are obsessed with controlling man through technology. Because man's just a computer to them. But you got to understand, these people like Bill Gates and Elon Musk, they're computer nerds. So, like, of course, everything looks like a computer to them. Do you think that people are just, input, output? No. We have souls. We have personalities. We have emotions. And these nerds have no idea. They have no clue. They don't get it. And why would they get it? That's not the world they live in. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying I'm not jumping on their bandwagon. Is technology good? Absolutely. It could be good. But once you mix over the spiritual element of New World Order, nanny state, Luciferianism stuff, that's when it's bad. Now, Eddie Bernays, he bought into all this stuff. He was able to prove a lot of these theories of mind control. He's the one that told you bacon and eggs was for breakfast. He's the one who told you diamonds are woman's best friend or whatever. He's the one that taught women to smoke cigarettes with the torches of freedom. All manipulation, all propaganda, all psyops. But again, the way out is to just wake up. You got a red pill. That's how you get out of this thing. You just got to question everything. Now, Serge, he lays out the alchemical process. I don't know if he knew that or not, but he laid it out. He says you got to terrify the public, keep them full of fear, and that will allow you to implement draconian law enforcement. You can then disarm them. You can keep records of course, for their protection. So it's claimed. You can destroy the political and religious systems, so that there's a void there, and you can fill that void with a new one. But guess what? That new one's already been prepared for you. It is called the New World Order. And he says the fear has always been used to subjugate the masses. And that is true, right? 9/11. All the fear from 9/11 pushed all this crazy stuff, the Patriot Act, violating your Fourth Amendment. TSA, they're pretending to make you safe on the plane, but they, I don't know if you ever saw that study where it was like some crazy high number of people passed through TSA with weapons or something like that. Now, Serge Manasse, he cites years of studies with the paranormal, proving that there is this sort of weird connection to spirituality and the paranormal. He talks about SRI, the Stargate Project, Uri Geller, Ingo Swann, Hal Putoff, Russell Targ. They're all sort of involved with intelligence, paranormal, remote viewing, contact with entities. And Hal Putoff, of course, if you don't know who that is, he's a founder of To the Stars Academy with your boy, Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, the Freemason. He's also involved with ATIP. He's also involved with Scientology. He's a operating Theta Level 7. That's where he said he learned remote viewing techniques was through the Church of Scientology, which is also allegedly where Charles Manson got hooked into all this weird stuff of mind control and hypnosis. Ingo Swann also brought into Scientology as a model to develop and explore the paranormal. Recall that L. Ron Hubbard, founder of Scientology, was hanging out with Jack Parsons, and they were all doing Aleister Crowley rituals, because they're all connected. Now, Dr. Jacques Vallée, he subscribed and demands latent powers that can be unlocked through technology. In his book, The Network Revolution, he talks about it. Now, mankind will be plugged into the great overmind, the single consciousness, the great internet. Oh, they're all pushing it. Ray Kurzweil talking about the singularity. Elon Musk has the Neuralink. The occultist spirituality talks about the perennial philosophy, how we're all the same, one ocean of consciousness. And I don't know, maybe there's some merit to some of that idea. I mean, there's a lot of, when I researched for the book, there's a little tiny bit on quantum entanglement, and like I think that's a part of this. I think that's a component here. And I do think there's some kind of energy, you know, connection to be made on the quantum level that we don't quite understand. Like, I'm with it. I get all that. I mean, I don't get all that, but I agree that there's something there, okay? And then I cite Lieutenant Colonel Bearden's Excalibur briefing paper, and it described brain weapons here called psychotronics. And he says that by psychotronics, the minds of all men can be linked into a great supermind having absolute psychokinetic mastery over time and space. Just think of the possibilities telepathy provides in the area of communications. Direct mind-to-mind link-ups could eliminate security problems and provide direct access anywhere without equipment dependencies. Sounds good to me, right? All right. We got all the protection and the safety. Fear. You got all the fear. Pump that fear up. Pump it up. Now, the final and fourth stage here of Project Bluebeam. And I don't know if you're with me still. Are you still with me? Do you think this is what we've been seeing? Does this explain everything that's happened in the last 25 years since this guy wrote this paper? I mean, the jury's out a little bit, but damn, he got a lot of stuff pretty accurate. Now, the fourth and final step. Technology manifests the alien invasion. And again, the Christians will see the rapture. They'll be wiped out. They're gone. Because they got to go. Because they're the only ones that are like hell-bent on this idea that, hey, Lucifer's trying to come back and take over the world. Technology will be embedded into microchips all over the place and the appliances and the electrical lines, which is, of course, the 5G Internet of Things. That's exactly what they want with this whole thing. That's what David Petraeus was talking about at that InQtel briefing. Everything you buy, every product in your home will be connected and talking and conspiring against you. And in Project Bluebeam, it's used to create terrifying apparitions, and it will make you want to seek protection. And luckily for you, guess who's got their arms wide open waiting for you? The New World Order. Part of this fourth step is phasing out cash, because the argument is that you can control the finances, you can now control the uprisings. If everyone's got a digital currency and someone's trying to, you know, through the surveillance, if someone's trying to assemble an army here, they can shut you down by shutting off your finances. And I talked about this. I talked about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency in the past because I argued that these things are more traceable than cash. This was 2 years ago we talked about this. And what do you know? COVID-19, they introduced the legislation to try to push the idea of e-cash so they could track the payments to make sure people were spending it on the right things. Again, in the name of protection, trying to save that taxpayer money so the greedy CEOs wouldn't buy their own stocks back, which they probably would, right? And they're smart about this. They know how to play chess with this thing. It's like they present you with something that you agree with to get what they want. It's very tricky. And then the part of this fourth stage is controlling your health. There's going to be one single vitamin in food supply, which is what we're getting with all these GMO mega food giants like Monsanto, which I think they've changed their names now, but you know what I'm talking about. YouTube's cracking down on all the holistic cures like the vitamin C during COVID. We know all of this fits into the higher, because you've listened to my whole vaccine controversy series with the stabbies. Because the Rockefellers back in the day, they were like, hey, we got all this banking money, all this oil money. Let's get that big pharma money. Let's get them big pharma checks, baby. So they made the Flexner Report that successfully got rid of all the colleges that didn't sign on to the one doctrine that they came up with that was a big pharma system. Because they want that health money. Now, the most horrifying prediction that seems true to me, I'm going to read to you again from Serge Manast. The goal of a dictatorship is to control everyone, everywhere, ruthlessly and without exception. That's why the new technology being introduced everywhere is a technology for the control of the people. The technology of the 1940s and 50s was used to help the people have an easier and more productive life. The new technology is designed and built to track down and control people everywhere. Is that not accurate? With all the data mining, the 5G stuff, and the smartphones, and the social medias, all this fits together. So could it be true? Could Serge Manast be telling the truth? I mean, the trend is clear. Increased surveillance in the name of safety? But are we safer? Is it the illusion of safety? I believe it is. And I'm not saying let's just let the nuts run the nut house, but like, are we safer by implementing more draconian surveillance and spying? And then he talks about these new findings, these new ancient alien findings, redefining our history. I agree. I think the panspermia thing is going to be proven. It's going to be proven. Peter Levenda and Tom DeLonge said it in their book. And the purpose, of course, is to evolve man through the alien intelligence, which is Luciferian concepts for the New World Order. And we see all this being conducted through predictive programming and entertainment. As seen in 2001 A Space Odyssey, there was a fictional storyline in the book of a project called Project Barsoom, which is like a term for Mars. And the DOD study carried out through Harvard, in the book, of course, said humans were convinced that we were contacted by aliens through drugs, hypnosis, and visual effects. Is that not what's happening? The mainstream media and entertainment brainwashing us? Hypnosis, visual effects, the food system drugging you out? Disney signed on by the Robertson panel in 1953 to do some psyops on the public? Disney, who owns A&E and history and all that, and they're showing you all the alien shows now? Tell me that's not what's happening. Alright, I hope you enjoyed that. That's the Project Bluebeam breakdown. As you'll read in my book when it drops soon, again, make sure you have your name on that list if you want it on the list, because I can't put your name on there until you concur. So please do that. I'll put a link in the show notes. Thank you for all the recent signups. I see all the people signing up, and it brings a little tear to my eye. I honestly, I don't know how to react to it. I'm going to do like a nice thank you video. I'm going to schedule up a live stream for a couple hours with you. You can fire off all your questions, except for my name. I will not tell you my name. And I'll schedule that up. Give you a heads up, it's probably going to be a Sunday afternoon. That's kind of the free time for most people. I'm going to try to make it so that you can capture and watch it on your own time if you can't make it. I'm going to do it in the next few weeks. It's going to be soon. But I will make a post announcing it so you can try to be there live. And again, if you can't chat with me on there, you can just drop a comment on that post and I'll address it. So thank you again for your support. It means the world to me. Look out for the book. It's coming soon. And until next time, my friends, stay woke.
All right, I hope that clarified some ideas about this. There's a lot of people talking about Project Bluebeam, and not many people have really done the real work and the research to understand it. So I don't know. Let's see what the future holds, right? We got to keep thinking about this alien idea, because we can't let the same people who created our culture through psyops tell us what to think. That's my ultimate goal here. So again, if you want to check out my two books, Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Delusion 1 and 2, they're up on Amazon. I narrated them for Audible, and you can get signed paperbacks at gumroad.com/IsaacW, link in the show notes. Also, till December 25th, I forgot to say that, I think, earlier, you got till December 25th of 2024 to use that 80% off discount code, Diddy, D-I-D-D-Y, at patreon.com/IlluminatiWatcher. Go check it out. Get in there for $1. See if you like it. If you absolutely hate it and you're like, dude, I want my dollar back, I will refund your dollar. You just got to message me and I'll do it. Okay. But go check it out. You're going to love it. You're going to get 2 free books, The Dark Path and Kubrick's Code, my most popular books. Actually, the alien books might be more popular than the Kubrick's Code, to be honest. But anyway, go check it out. Thank you for listening. Till next time, stay positive.